What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in these markets?
Well, government checks are showing up, Randy, and that's got people excited. And some people need the money just to survive, and some people, don't need it. And they're buying cryptocurrency, they're buying Bitcoin, they're buying individual stocks. So during the pandemic, over 10 million individual stock accounts were opened here in the States, and with the government handing out money again, the stock market's hot, and Bitcoin, new highs over the weekend, 61,000.
Energy markets higher as well.
Yeah, energies are up. You know, most farmers don't usually mind when energy's up, but there's a effect that hits them as far as higher expenses, but it also helps corn prices and biofuels and biodiesel. Bean oil, absolutely on fire as we talk about biodiesel. And so energy prices are up, and that's probably here to stay with the new policies that we're having here.
Okay, what's not hot in these markets then?
Well, we could always find something, but one interesting point a friend and client brought up, that how much inputs have went up, like Roundup and generic Roundup, and anything that's anything that comes from China is absolutely exploding in prices. And so we still have tariffs on China, and the election's over and we have a new president, but they're probably not super happy with us and our trade policies. So any chance they get to raise the price of something, they're doing it. And Roundup and overall inputs of growing this crop are expensive and look to be real expensive in 22.
That's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk.